Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, which is Yuma Nun Tes. We begin right on top of the Amud. At the end of yesterday's Daf, we left off with a machlokes between Rabbi Yossi Haglili and Rabbi Akiva as to how the Kohen Gadol is meant to apply the Matones Dam to the Kronos, the corners of the Mizbeach Hazov, the Mizbeach HaPnimi within the Heichal. Rabbi Yossi Haglili maintains, you're meant to adopt Derech Yemin. He's meant to follow the path to his right. Whereas Rabbi Akiva maintains, he will take Derech Smoil, the path going to his left. And the Gemara endeavored to explain the background and basis for this machlekes. Although generally we know that you're meant to take the Derech Yemin, over here it's different, says the Gemara, because we're speaking Pnim inside the Heichal, which perhaps follows different guidelines than things which are bachutz, outside, in the Azor, etc., where you're meant to take Derech Yemin. And the conclusion of the Gemara was as follows. In fact, I'll illustrate this again. So if you're entering the Heichal from the Azorah, you're going from Mizrach all the way to Ma'ariv, the Kodesh HaKadoshim being at the far end, Ma'ariv, you will have Safon to your right, Dorim to your left. The Gemara explained that the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi Haglili and Rabbi Akiva is really based on an earlier Shiloh. How many Paroichis were there between Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim? Rabbi Yossi Haglili maintains there was only one Paroichis, which was open on the Tzofen corner. So again, facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim, would be to your right. It was propped up at that corner. So when he exits the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he reaches the Mizbeach HaZov, skips over that first corner because Pasuk says V'yotza El HaMizbeach. He's meant to go past the Mizbeach to the next corner, which is Tzofen Ma'arav. He applies the Dam there first, and then takes the path over to his right, makes his way around the Mizbeach. Rabbi Akiva maintains that there was a suffix regarding the Amatraxon, which required a double Pareches arrangement, in which case the outer Pareches, the Pareches closer to the Heichal, was open at the Dorim corner. So relative to a person facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim, would be to his left. He exits from that corner, heads over to the Mizbeach on the Dorim side, skips over the first corner, V'yatza, and goes to the next corner, which is Dorim Mizrach, applies the Dam there, but then goes back to the corner which he had skipped over, which he had bypassed. Not really meant to skip over a mitzvah opportunity. Ein ma'avir al mitzvah. If Rabbi Akiva maintains, go back to the one you skipped over. And then, of course, just continue along the same route, which is really Derech Smoil, which is clockwise Derech Smoil. So that was the Gemara up until this point. Today, the Gemara will provide several alternative pshatim to explain the machlekes. Begins the Gemara in Tesam Ralph all the way on top. V'bois ema, if you will, I'll provide another alternative, another pshat. Yisvirlan hakafa beregel. If both shittas would maintain that he's meant to actually circle the Mizbeach HaPnimi by foot in order to apply the dam on the four corners, the kuli amalei pligi di alfina pnimichutz. All would agree. You're meant to take the Derech Yemin just as you do outside in the Mizbeach HaChitzin, etc. So if you would actually walk around the Mizbeach HaPnimi, of course, you're meant to take the path to your right. Derech Yemin v'hobal gemifli. However, the machlokes here is as follows. Mar sovar hakafa beyat. Rabbi Akiva maintains he's not going to circle by foot. He's going to simply apply the dam around the corners by bending over. He's going to be standing in the same place and just using his hand motions apply the dam to four corners. And therefore, there's no point of Derech Yemin. He's not following any routes. He's not taking any track. So Derech Yemin doesn't apply here because he's immobile, he's stationary. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva maintains, you meant to do Derech Smoil, as we explained, because you want to go back to the one you skipped, etc. Umar Sovar HaKafa Beregel. Rabbi Yossi Haglili maintains, even when it comes to Mizbeach HaPnimi, you don't just stand in your place. You meant to really follow the example of Mizbeach HaChitzin, where the Kohen does circle around the Mizbeach by foot. Here as well, it's a Mizbeach. It's a Mokim. You have to walk around that Mokim to apply the Dam to all four corners. You can't just stand in your place. The Mursum will tell us it's based on Psukim. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, if you're going to walk around, which path should he adopt? Of course, Derech Yemin. V'bayis Ema. There's another pshat to the Machlekes. The Kuli Alma HaKafa Biyad. All agree. He's not going to walk around by foot. he's going to stand in place and apply the dam by bending over. So what's the basis of the machlekes? Whether you do derech yamin or not. Mar sovar yalfinun yad miregel. Rabbi Segli maintains, although he's standing in place and just circling by hand, so to speak, we derive yad from regel. And just as when you circle by foot, you meant to take the path to the right, the same thing applies to circling by hand. You meant to take the path to the right. The concept of derech yamin applies even if he's standing in place and just moving his hands around. Which direction should he pick? Derech yamin. Umar sovar lo yalfinan. Rabbi Akiva maintains, just moving around your hands does not require derech yamin. And therefore he says, I prefer derech shmuel to accommodate the corner that he skipped. V'sovar Rabbi Yisagli le'akafa b'yad. How can you say that according to Rabbi Yisi Aglili, the akafa is simply by hand and not by foot? V'amadigtani seifa. Take a look back at our Mishnah, where the Tanakama is following Shitas Rabbi Yisi Aglili. And then Rabbi Leza says, he is the one that says, you don't actually circle by foot. Bimkoimai. Right? Leza says, Bimkoimai. Instead of circling by foot, you would stand in place. Bimkoimai. Umachata and apply the dam. Mechlal the Tanakam le Svirale. Apparently, the Tanakama, who was in line with Shitas Rabbi Yisi Aglili, does not hold of this concept of standing in place and applying it just by moving your hands around. So you cannot say that's the pshat. You can't say that if all agree it's only going to be a manual hakafa, not by foot, just by hand. Rabbi Yisi Aglili evidently doesn't hold on that. Elam ha-chavarta, apparently the correct approach is k'deshanina mikara, as we proposed earlier, marsova hakafa b'yad, or marsova hakafa b'regel. Indeed, that is the basis of the machlekes. Rabbi Yisi Aglili maintains it's hakafa b'regel that's taking place, in which case you're adopting a route. You're walking on a path. Take the rightward path, derech yamin. Whereas Rabbi Akiva maintains, it's going to be hakafa b'yad. In which case, there's no point in going derech yamin. Rather, address the corner that you skipped, which would require going derech smoil. Once you're doing that, just continue on the same path, which is actually derech smoil, clockwise around the mizbeach. Viba is ema, and some take out these words. And the Gemara now will explain. So, he holds that you're doing hakafa b'regel, which requires derech yamin, and he holds it's hakafa b'yad, in which case we do away with derech yamin. What's that based on? What's that machlekes rooted in? Ubal kamiflugi machlekes is based as follows: Mar savar sviv de mizbeach pnimi, kisavad de mizbeach achitzen. You see, when it comes to applying dam on mizbeach achitzen in the Azorah, the pasuk employs the term saviv, around. Surround the Mizbeach with dam. Likewise, by Mizbeach HaPnimi, we find that word, Saviv. Al-Karnas HaMizbeach Saviv. So one Shita holds, you meant to compare the two. Saviv the Mizbeach HaPnimi, ki Saviv the Mizbeach HaChitzen. Just like Mizbeach HaChitzen, the Saviv is going to employ a walking around process. It's going to have to be Makif Beregel. There's no way to do it otherwise. The usual Mizbeach, 32 by 32 Amma. Likewise, Mizbeach HaPnimi requires circling by foot. You have to walk around that makam and apply the dam to each corner which is in front of you. And therefore, the hakafa needs to be beregel. And therefore, you have to take derech yamin. Umar Sava, whereas Rabbi Akiva holds, kula Mizbeach HaPnimi, the entire Mizbeach HaPnimi, which is merely an amma by an amma, tini, b'mokayim chado keren the Mizbeach chitzen koi. Is like the same size and has the same status as one keren, one corner of the Mizbeach HaChitzen, which was an amma by an amma. What it means to say is that we don't really treat it like a mokka in which you have to circle by foot. Mizbeach HaChitzen is this large-sized structure which occupies a mokum. It's something of permanence. You walk around it to apply the dam on all four corners. Mizbeach HaPnimi, which is merely an amma by an amma in size, you don't have to circle it by foot. Look, just like the Mizbeach HaChitzen, when you apply the dam to a keren, do you have to walk around the keren? Of course not. It's just an element of the Mizbeach HaChitzen. It's just a small-sized feature in Mizbeach HaChitzen. There's no walking around that keren. Likewise, Mizbeach HaPnimi, by virtue of its small size, it doesn't require a walking around. And some add that Mizbech HaPnimi was just a kli. It was really technically portable. So it's small and portable. There's no point in walking around it. You walk around the makom, walk around something which is significantly sized. But just a kli? A small-sized kli, which is at most the size of a keren, Mizbech HaChitzin, which doesn't either require walking around. Here as well, there's no need to walk around. So he learns that we do compare Pnimi to Chitzin, but just in a different manner. Just like the Karen and Mizbech HaChitzin doesn't require walking around, this is at most considered like a Karen. And therefore just stand in one place and apply the Dam to all four corners. So that's the conclusion. We have Machlokes between Reis Yaglili, who maintains you take the Derech Yimin, whereas Rabbi Akiva, who maintains you take the Derech Shmuel. The Gemara basically provides two pshatim. We know when it comes to Mizbech HaChitzin, you meant to take Derech Yimin, we learn it from a Pasuk. The question is whether you learn Pnim from Chutz. That was the first approach in the Gemara. Today we added another aspect. The Shaila is based on whether you meant to walk around the Mizbech HaPnimi when you apply the Dam, in which case it's comparable to Mizbech HaChitzin, and you meant to take the Derech Yimin. That's a Reisa Glili. Whereas Rabbi Akiva maintains, here you're just standing in place and applying to all four corners while in position. In that case, there's no point in taking Derech Yimin. You're not following any tracks or taking any routes. Therefore, he says, take Derech Shmuel, as we explained, to accommodate for that corner which he had skipped over. Now, the Rashash asks Akasha, he says, according to the Maskon of the Gemara, it turns out that where it's going to be a Hakafa, a Biyat, meaning when there's no one circling by foot, then all would agree there's no point in taking Derech Yimin. If so, ask the Rashash, how come we find, when it comes to certain halachas, that we insist on doing Derech Yimin even though he's standing in place? For instance, by Lulav, Shulchan Aruch says you're meant to shake to the right first, take the Derech Yimin. He's not moving around, he's not walking around something, he's standing in place. It's just a question of emotions. By Ner Chanukah, same thing, Shulchan Aruch says you're meant to light the Yimin first, Derech Yimin. You're standing in place and just doing a ma'isa. What's the point of taking the path to the right? So Rashash says, apparently, the Shulchan Aruch and the halacha ma'isa will follow another sheet. You see, in our Mishnah we learn that Rabbi Eleza holds b'mekoymahu imid machate. He wouldn't actually walk around the Mizbech. He would do it from one position, from one place, leaning over to all four corners, and Rabbi Eleza maintains that it's going to be a Derech Yimin. We don't find that Rabbi Eleza holds Derech Shmuel. Apparently, says Rashash, Shulchan Aruch will be following that Shita. That's a Chiddush. That even if it's not Hakafa Beregel, even if he's actually standing in place, and just applying motions in all directions, he's meant to follow Derech Yimin. That explains the Halacha by Lulav and by Chanukah. Continues the Gemara, Tanya Omar Rabbi Shmuel, Shnei Kohanim Gedolim Nishtairu B'Migdash Rishon, or Mimigdash Rishon. There were two Kohanim Gedolim who remained from the first Beis HaMikdash. And they related about their experience during the first Beis HaMikdash. Ze Omer B'Yadi Yikafti. One maintained that he did the Hakafa B'Yad. So he stood in place and applied the Dam to the corners of Mizbech HaPnimi without actually circling my foot. The other one says, I walked around my foot. Each one provide a tam to back up and explain his shita. One explained as follows. The term saviv mentioned by Mizbech HaPnimi is meant to resemble, is meant to be similar to the saviv by Mizbech HaChitzin. And just like by Mizbech HaChitzin, you walk around the Mizbech, then he applies to Mizbech HaPnimi. That's why I actually walked around the Mizbech when applying the Dam. V'zenois and Tam Ledvar, and the other Kohen Gadol provided a Tam for his Shita. And I meant to walk around. Kule Mizbech HaPnimi, b'malkem chada keren l'chitzin koi. The entire Mizbech HaPnimi is so small in size, it's like one keren, one corner of Mizbech HaChitzin. which you don't circle by foot. You approach that Karen, you apply straight to that Karen, you move on to the next Karen. You don't go around the Karen. An Amma by an Amma doesn't have enough chashivas to require walking around. Likewise here, the Zbech HaPlimi did not require Halacha Berevel. That's why I stayed in position and I was merely Makif B'yadayim. Continues the Rabbi Lezer Omer B'mekoymoy ha'yomid machate. Rabbi Lezer maintains that he wouldn't actually walk around the Mizbech HaPlimi while applying the Dam. Rather, he would remain in place, in position, and apply the Dam to all four corners from there. Now, what motion would he use? The Mishnah tells us, it depends. It depends on which corner we're speaking about. While applying the Dam to the corner right before him, he would do it milamala lamata, using a downward motion. Why? Because otherwise, if he would go upward, as she explains, the Dam would trickle back into his shirt sleeves. That's why we tell him to do it milamala lamata, using a downward motion, to avoid seepage. As opposed to the other corners, the ones that he would have to lean over to apply the Dam to, there we say, it's mamata lamala. You start lower and you lift your finger as you're going along. So that's the way our Mishnah presents Rabbi Lezer Shita. Says the one Masnis Nimani Rabbi Yudi. Apparently our Mishnah, which presents Rabbi Lezer in this manner, is Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rabbi Lezer's Shita. The Sani, we actually have a Machlekes regarding Rabbi Lezer's Shita, regarding the upward-downward motion question. The Sani, Rabbi Meir has a different version of Rabbi Lezer. He says, Rabbi Lezer, Eimer, of course, he would apply the Dam to all four corners from his current position. He wouldn't actually walk around. He would stand in place and apply to all four corners. But using what type of motion? And of course, as the Mefarshim explained, it's all a question of convenience and practicalities. So according to Rabbi Meir, it was as follows. Val kulon hayonaisen mimala lamata. Just as, while applying the Dam to the corner immediately before him, it would be done mimala lamata, starting on top and working your way down, as we explained, because otherwise, there's a concern about the Dam trickling back into his shirt sleeve. So Rabbi Meir maintains, once you begin as such, once you start using a downward motion by that corner in front of him, you just continue in that manner, and I do it in the same way by the other corners as well. Except for one corner, the one which is beyond the diagonal, across the diagonal of the Mizbeach. Over there we would switch. He would begin lower down and work his way up. Why? As she says, it's a bit inconvenient to have to lean and lean and lean while he's working his way down that far side. So rather than do it mimala lamata, which is consistent with the other corners, when it came to that far corner, he would switch it around, do it in the other direction. Start down and work his way up while straightening out his body. So again, according to Rav Meir, was like this. The corner which was directly in front of him would require a mimala lamata swoop, downward swoop, because otherwise, if he's going upward, the Dam would trickle back into his shirt sleeve. So once he starts with that type of motion, mamala mata, just maintain that manner throughout the other corners as well, except for the one which was balaksa on the far diagonal, where it will be difficult to go mamala mata, work his way down slowly while keeping his body bent and hunched over. Rather, you start lower down and you work your way up while straightening out his body. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Yehuda presents Rabbi Lezer differently, which is consistent with our Mishnah. Of course, he will apply the Dam from his current place, meaning without walking around the Mizbeach. What about the motion? What about direction? When he applied the Dam to the other corners, the ones except, aside from the one in front of him, so when it came to the other corners, he would do it. Start low and sweep upward, because that was easier. It was more convenient. As we explained, otherwise he would have to keep his body hunched over and bent over as he's working his way down. It's easier just to start down and work your way up. Except for the one that was before him. Chutz mizoy shayis lefon of mamish. Except for the one before him. Shenoyisim emal lamata. Where it would be a downward swoop. Ki hechi v'leinu tam sin money. So that his clothing don't get sullied with the dam. So again, briefly, all agree that according to Blazer, he remains in position while applying the dam to all four corners. Shaila is what's more convenient for him. All agree that when it comes to the corner right before him, he would have to be using a downward motion to avoid the dam seeping into his clothing. According to Rav Meir, just keep that motion all throughout, except for the one balachsan on the far diagonal, whereas it would be inconvenient to work your way down, rather you work your way up there. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's easier to work your way up. Therefore, when it came to other corners, you do mata lamal, except for the one before him, where there's a concern of seepage of dam. Here you do it using a motion of mamala lamata. The Chazanish points out that apparently the Chachamim were masakin that the avoid the Beis Hamikdash should be convenient, and this is included in the derech kavod of the avoida. It shouldn't be something which is cumbersome and strenuous, and therefore they established these rules and guidelines based on convenience and what's considered easier for the kohen gadol. Continues the Gemara, Hizam imenu al tahare shel mizbeach. The Mishnah tells us that after applying the dam to the kronos, he would apply 7 hazois on the tahare shel mizbeach. What exactly is that? My tahare, Amar Rabba bar Rav Shila, palgi de mizbeach. It's referring to the halfway point, halfway up the side of the mizbeach. So it's the vertical surface of the mizbeach, the wall, halfway up. Why does tahare mean halfway up? Kedam inshi, as is commonly said, tahar tiara. Tiara is like tahraim, noontime has brightened, has come into being, has shown, right? Has lit up. Tahar tiara. Vahave palga diyama. And noon has arrived. Rashi says, Tahar tiara is targum of tzaharayim. Shubachatzi ayyim. So tahar tiara is a lashon of brightening, of light. That's an expression used when referring to noontime, which is the brightest part of the day. Tahar tiara, tzaharayim. The brightest time of the day has lit up, has arrived. And Palga de Yoma is here. So Tahar Shel Mizbeach is referring to the halfway point, like noontime, lunchtime. And it's referring to the halfway point up the side of the Mizbeach. So that's the Gemara. How could you say that you apply the dam to the wall, to the side of the Mizbeach? Meisivek, Shum Maza, Einei Maza, Lo Yagabeif. When he does these Azois, he will not apply the hazois onto ashes, nor onto coals, which will not get consumed into ashes. So he wouldn't do it on ashes or coals. Rather, he would shove aside the gecholim, and then apply the dam. Apparently, we're speaking on the roof of the, on the top of the mizbeach, where the gecholim are present. Elam Rabba Bar Shila. It doesn't mean on the side of the Mizbech. Al Giluyu de Mizbech. He's a Mimenu. Al Taharish Mizbech means on the revealed portion of the Mizbech. The top of the Mizbech, which was cleared of its ashes. Kedichsiv, as we find in the Pasig, Ukeetzim Hashemayim Latoyar. We're speaking about a sky which has been cleared of clouds. And the Pasig describes it as Etzim Hashemayim Latoyar. The tahara, the purity of the sky, unobstructed by clouds here as well. Tahara Yishol Mizbeach is referring to a cleared out Mizbeach, the top surface of Mizbeach, which was sweeped, which was cleared of its gecholim, of its efer. Says the Gemara, now, I know you apply the dam onto the Mizbeach, but on which side? Tzafon, Darim, Bev Machlokes. Tanya. Chananya Imer Bitzad Svoini Hunoisen. Chananya maintains that you apply these seven azois at the Tzofen side, on the top of the Mizbeach, but on the Tzofen side of the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yosi Imer Bitzad Droimi Hunoisen. He actually applies it to the Dorim side of the Mizbeach. What's the basis of this machlekes? Says the Gemara, this is really dependent on a previous discussion. Mar Savar Pischa B'Dorim Koi. Chananya maintains that there were actually two Poroiches between Heichel and Kodesh HaKadoshim, in which case the outer Poroiches, the one closest to Heichel, was propped up on the Dorim side. So if you're facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim, would be to your left. That Parichas, that corner of the Parichas was propped up. In which case, the Kohen Gadol would exit the Kodesh HaKadoshim from that corner, in the left corner, make his way over to the Mizbeach, skip the first corner, of course, V'yatza, right? He's meant to leave the Mizbeach, well beyond the Mizbeach, apply the Dam to the next corner, next available corner, and then go back to the one that he skipped, and circle the Mizbeach derech smoil. So Chanani maintains that that's the way to do it. You start Bedarim, and then you work your way around the Mizbeach derech smoil, and you end up by Tzafai. Right? That's where you end up. And that's where you're meant to apply the seven hazois onto the top of the Mizbeach. So that's Chanani Shit. That's how he gets to Tzafai. Umar Sava Pischa B'Tzafan Koi. Whereas Rabbi Yossi holds that there's only one Parechas. We learned that earlier. Yeah, there was no Safik when it came to the Amatraxin. There was only one Parechas separating between Heichal and Kodesh HaKadoshim. And where was it propped up? Where was the Pesach to Kodesh HaKadoshim? But Safik. So when you walk into the Heichal, you're facing Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's to your right. It was propped up at that corner, but Safik. Can God will exit from Tzafin, arrive to the Mizbeach, skip over the first corner, of course, V'yatza, the Mizbeach has to pass the Mizbeach, apply Dam to the first available corner, which was Tzafin Mizrach, make his way around the Mizbeach Derech Yamin, and his final destination would be on the Dorim of the Mizbeach. And since he was there, he would apply the Dam of the Harish Mizbeach on the top of the Mizbeach from the Dorim side. That explains why, according to Rabbi Yossi, those seven hazois, al taharish mizbeach, were bedarim. So it's simply circumstantial. The question is where you started. According to one shita, you arrive from one side, and then you circle the mizbeach, you end up on the other side. And that's where you'd apply the seven hazois onto the mizbeach. Whereas according to the other shita, you began in the other direction. In which case you ended up on the other side. And then you apply the seven hazois right there. Says the Kuli Alma Mia. Everybody seems to agree that Hecha de Gamran Matonis de Kronis, at that very spot where he finished, where he completed applying the Dam to the corners, Hasam Yoiv Al Gagoy. That's where he would apply the Matonis onto the roof, onto the top surface of the Mizbeach. Why? How do you know that? My time. Amakrov Tiare Bekitche. The pasuk connects to Hara, which is the application of Dam onto the clear area of the Mizbeach, the Kitchoy, to the Kedusha, which is referring to the Dam applied to the corners. Makam Shel Kitchoy, Sham Tiaroi. The same location where he would complete the Matonis on the Kronis, that's where he would proceed with the Matonis on the Taharei Shel Mizbeach, on the top surface of the Mizbeach. Perhaps let's take a look at Rashi here. So Rashi would be just around the middle of the Amud, beginning with the words Apalgei Mizbeach. Apalgei Mizbeach, says Rashi, that was the first pshat in the Gemara. Taharei Shel Mizbeach means Be'emtza Goyv HaKosli. He applies the Dam to the vertical surface of Mizbeach, the walls of Mizbeach, right in the middle of that wall. Why? Because it's a Tahar Tira. Targum Shel Tzoraim, Shubachatzayim, lunchtime. The Gemara's conclusion is no, referring to the top surface of the Mizbeach, which was cleared of its ashes. Now, on which side of the Mizbeach? Chananya, I remember Tzad Tzvayni Yenaisen. Kol Sheva Azois. Why? Chanani Savar Pesach the Poreches Bedorim. Because he held there were two Poreches. And the outer one, the one closest to the Hechel, was open at the Dorim corner. V'chinofik Maravis Dremis. Pogam, when he left the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the first corner of the Mizbeach, which he would encounter, was Dorim Marav. Right? So if he's leaving the Kodesh HaKadoshim from Dorim, the first corner that he notices is Dorim Marav. But that one he couldn't. He couldn't address first because it says V'yotza. He has to go to the next corner. Until he gets to the next corner, which is Dorim Mizrach. And applies the dam there. And goes back to the corner that he skipped, which is actually towards his left. Because really that's the one he should have addressed first. And from there, he goes to Marav Tzafin, Tzfonis Mizrachis, Vahasam, the Gamer Lechitui. And since he ended at the Safin side, he proceeds and does the Sheva Hazois on the Mizbeach at that side. Rabbi Yossi Savar, Pesach Bet Safin. He held that there was only one Pareches. So facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was only one Pareches, and the opening was to the right, Safin. Kedav Masnissen. As Rabbi Yossi clearly tells us in the Mishnah, there's no Shaila. Regarding the Kedusha Amat Trax, there was only one Pareches. Hilkach Mazrachas Tzfanis Maschel. So when he leaves the Kodesh HaKadoshim from Tzafin, he approaches the Mizbeach Mitzat Tzafin and begins the Matanis Mizrach Tzafin. Ubedroimis Mizrachis Messiahim. Right? So he leaves the Kodesh HaKadoshim, skips over the first corner, goes to Mizrach Tzafin, and takes the path to the right, counterclockwise around the Mizbeach, and ends off Mizrach Dorim. So he's now at the Dorim side of the Mizbeach, with Dorim is Mizrach Messiah, and that's why he applies the Hazois from the Dorim side. V'hasim Yorv L'Hazois. Mokam Shekitcher, B'karnoisav, Shamtira, B'Hazois. Continues the Gemara. Shiari Hadam HaYishayfech, Al Yisayt Ma'arabi, Shem Mizbeach HaChitzen. The leftover dam would be poured into the Yisayt Ma'arabi of the Mizbeach HaChitzen. Mizbeach HaChitzen had a base, which was the Yisoid, and there were two holes, two drains, through which they would pour the Shiyari Hadam. There was one on the Marav side, facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and one on the Durham side, which was the same direction as the Kevesh, going up to the Mizbeach. Gemara tells us the Shiyari Hadam of these Chatois, of the Chatois HaPnimiyos, were poured into the Yisoid Ma'aravi, the Ma'arav facing Yisoid of the Mizbeach HaChitzen, which was in the Azara. How do we know? Dam HaKrov es kol dam ha'par yishpoich. He's meant to pour the dam into the Yisoid Mizbeach HaOyla, and the Pasuk says, where Asher Pesach Oyel Moed. He's meant to pour into the Yisoid of the Mizbeach, which is Pesach Oyel Moed, which is directed at the Pesach Oil Moed, which means the Pesach HaHechel. So which Yisoid are we speaking about? The Yisoid which is facing Marav. Not only that, says the Marav Chinofik Bahu Poga Bereisha, when he leaves the Hechel, Chinofik, when he exits the Hechel and approaches the Mizbeach HaChitzen, which Yisoid will he encounter first? Bahu Poga Bereisha. It's the Marav facing a Yisoid, which he will meet first. And then Farshim explained, this is a Hezber, the Gemara is adding to the Pasuk. Why indeed? Why is it that we tell him to pour the dam to the Yisoid Ma'aravi? Because he's not meant to pass over a mitzvah opportunity, and since that's the Yisoid that he reaches first, he's meant to apply the dam into that Yisoid. So this applies to the Shiur Adam of the Chatos HaPnimi. Where is it poured? On the Yisoid Ma'aravi, the Yisoid which is facing the Hechel. V'shem Mizbeach HaChitzen hu Yishayfich al Yisoid Dremis, as opposed to the leftover dam of a Chatas which is brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzen, your typical Chatas. Where does that dam go? It's poured into the Yisoid Dremis, the Yisoid which is facing south, which is on the same side as the Kevesh. Right? So let's say this is the Mizbeach HaChitzayim, and I'm facing Marav, this is the Hechel. So when it comes to the Dam of Yom Kippur, he would pour it into the Yisoid Maravi, which was facing the Hechel. Yishiyor Adam of Chatois HaChitzonis, your typical Chatos, that was poured not on the Yisoid Maravi, rather Yisoid Droimi, which was in the same direction as the Kevesh leading up to the Mizbeach. We're actually going to have a three-way machlikas. Tana Rabban. The pasuk says that you pour the dam of a typical leftover dam of typical chatas to where? To the yisoid hamizbeach. Which yisoid is it? We have a choice of two, either marav or dar. So the yisoid droim is apparently the yisoid which is facing dar. Ato, I mean yisoid droim, you maintain it's dar. Or yainel yisoid marav, perhaps it's the marav facing yisoid. Amris. Says the Gemara, let's go ahead and try to figure this out. Yilmad yiridosoy min hakevesh, litziyosoy min hahechel. Let's go ahead and compare what he needs to do when he leaves the, when he descends the kevesh, after applying the dam of your typical chatas in the mizbeach hachitzen. Let's compare it to litziyosoy min hahechel, to what he's meant to do when he leaves the hechel, after completing the matonis of a chatas haplimi. Just as when he leaves the Hechel after completing the matonis of a dam chatas haplimi, such as Yom Kippur, where is he going to pour that dam besamachle? Into the Yisoid, which is nearest and closest, i.e., Mizbeach Yisoid Ma'aravi. Ve'eze, ze Yisoid Ma'aravi. Af Yerudasim Nakevesh besamachle. Likewise, when he needs to pour the dam after completing the matonis of a chatas hachitzoina, so he's descending the Kevesh. And he's meant to pour the dam right there, into the Yisoid, which is Bedorim, near the Kevesh. Ve'eze, say Yisoid Droimi. So we compare the two things. It's always meant to be close by, the first one that you encounter. So Chatas HaPnimi is into the Yisoid Ma'aravi, which is facing the Hechel. Chatas HaChitzono is into the Yisoid Droimi. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, Zev is the Yisoid Ma'aravi. In both instances, the dam is poured into the Yisoid Ma'aravi. Because Rabbi Shmuel compares both Chatois, just as Chatas HaPnimis is going to use Yisoid Ma'aravi, likewise, Chatas Chitzoina. Rabbi Shimon Rechai Omer, Zev is a Yisoid Droimi. In both cases, the Dam is poured into the Yisoid Droimi. The one will explain. Bishlam Rabbi Shmuel Kosovar, Yilmat Zosam Mefurish. When instead of Rabbi Shmuel Shit, in both cases, you pour into the Yisoid Ma'aravi because the Torah clearly speaks about the Shiraim of the Chatas HaPnimi being poured into the Yisoid Ma'aravi. Pesach Ha'Oil Moed, it's clear that we're speaking about the Ma'aravi Yisoid, which is facing the Oil Moed. And likewise, when it comes to pouring the Shiori Hadam of Achatz Chitzoina, let's derive it. Yilmat Sosam in a Mefurish. We'll draw example from the Chatas HaPnimi where the Torah is Mefarish. It clearly identifies its destination. We'll apply that to the Chatas Chitzoina, which is ambiguous, which is Sosam. Just as the Chatas HaPnimi goes Lamara, likewise, Chatas Chitzoina. So they're both Marav. El, Rav Shimon Rechai, my time. But how do we explain Rav Shimon Rechai Shit? How do we understand his approach? That both are Yisoid Drami. How do you get that? Amar Rav Ashi. See, the kash here is because the Pasuk says when he leaves the Eichel, with the leftover dam of the Chatas HaPnimi, he pours it to the Yisoid of Mizbeach, Asher Pesach Oyel Mayit, which is facing the Pesach of the Eichel. We assume it's referring to the Marav facing Yisoid, which is facing the Hechel. How do you get to Dorim? Omer Vashi, you know why? Because Savar Pischa B'Dorim Koy. Because Rav Shimon Lichai maintains that the Pesach Hechel was B'Dorim, was to the Dorim of the Mizbeach. So you enter the Azorah from Mizrah going towards Marav, and you have the Pesach Hechel, which was to the Dorim of the Mizbeach, meaning the Mizbeach was B'Tzafen Azorah. Pesach HaHechel was to the Dorim of the Mizbeach, opposite the Kevesh, the ramp going up to the Mizbeach, in which case the Yisoid of the Mizbeach facing Dorim was directly opposite the Pesach HaHechel. And that's what the Pasuk meant. That you poured El Yisoid Mizbeach HaOil Asher Pesach HaOil Mayit. The Yisoid Droimi. And this applies to both Chatois. Chatas HaPlimis. And we draw that over to Chatas HaChitzoina as well. As opposed to the Yisoid Ma'aravi, which was not directly opposite the Pesach HaHechel. That's the pshat. Why Rav Shimon Nechai maintains that all Shiraim was applied to the Yisoid Dromi. So we have three Shitas. According to one Shita, both the Yisoid Dromi. According to the other Shita, both the Yisoid Maravi, because that Shita maintains that the Mezbeach was moved over a bit, and the Yisoid Maravi was actually facing the Pesach Heichal. And just as when it comes to Chatzis HaPnimi, you apply the Dam there, Chatzis HaChetzon as well, that's the other Shita. We have a third Shita which says, well, let's work it a bit differently. When it comes to Mizbeach, to Chatzis HaPnimi, it's meant to be a Pesach Oel Moed. It's meant to be the Yisoid which is facing the Heichal, Maravi. And we say like this, just as that Shiraim is spilled, is poured into the Yisoid, which he encounters first. Likewise, when it comes to a Shiraim of a Chatzis Chitzoino, you pour it into the Yisoid which you encounter first, upon descending from that Mizbeach, which is actually the Yisoid Dromi. So you have three ways, three approaches, as to the location of Shvicha Shiraim. Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel B'Debei Rabbi Shimon Yochai. The Talmidim in Rabbi Shimon Yochai, they altered the Shita of Devei Rabbi Shmuel. They went ahead and said that even Devei Rabbi Shmuel maintains Zev Zeh Yisoid Dromis. That Rabbi Shmuel was Chayzer, he reverted, and he agreed to them. He agreed to their Shita, that in both cases, the Shiraim is poured to the Yisoid Dromis. V'simonech, and the Gemara provides a simon for this, so you should remember what's what, and who's who. Mashchuha Gavri, the multitudes, the many Talmidim of Rishim Reichai, apparently they had a larger Beis Medrash, they were Mashchu Gavri, they pulled Legavra, the single person, the Mu'atim, the few Talmidim of Rishmol, they pulled them over to their Shita, to their opinion, and they maintained that Rishmol was maskim to them, agreed to them, that at the end of the day, both Shiraims are poor to the Yisoidrams. Okay, so we have three Shitas regarding Shvicha Shiraim. According to one Shita, in both instances, whether Shiraim of the Chatzis HaPnimi or the Chatzis HaChitzoino, it is poured into the Yisoid Dromi. Why Yisoid Dromi? Because this Shita maintains that the Yisoid Dromi was actually facing the Pesach HaHechol, that's called Pesach HaOil Moed, and that's where he's meant to pour the Shiraim of the Chatzis HaPnimis, and we keep it consistent. We do the same when it comes to Chatzis HaChitzoino. The other Shita maintains, no, the Mizbeach was actually a bit pushed over, in which case the Marav facing Yisoid was actually facing the Heichal as well. In which case, when the Torah says the Shiraim of the Chatzis HaPnimis is going to be applied to the Yisoid, which is Pesach Oel Moed, it's referring to the Yisoid Maravi. And we keep things consistent, we say, well, the same thing applies to the Shiraim of Achatas Chitzoino, Yisoid Maravi. According to the other Shita, the Shiraim of Achatas Pnimi is applied to the Yisoid Maravi, Asher Pesach Oel Moed, facing the Heichal. Now we say like this, just as over there, he applied the Shiraim to the first Yisoid that he encounters when he leaves the Heichal. Likewise, when it comes to Achatas HaChitzoino, he will apply the Dam to the first Yisoid which he encounters when he descends from the Mizbeach by using the Kevesh Letzadarim. The first Yisoid that he encounters is Yisoid Dromi. Continues the Gemara, Eilu ve'elu mis'avrim ba'amad. Mishnah tells us the Shiraim of Dam, whether poured into the Yisoid Dromi or Yisoid Maravi, would flow out to Nachal Kidron, where it was sold to the Ganonim, the farmers, to be used for fertilizer. And the Mishnah ends with the words Umay Alin Bahan Midrabanan. They applied a concept of Me'ila. Should somebody benefit from it, he has to pay for it. Tan Rabban, Umay Alin Bedamim. There is Me'ila applied Midrabanan to Dam of Karbonis. Divir Rab Meir, Virab Shimon. V'chacham Aymrim, Ein Umay Alin Bahan. There's no Me'ila applied. Of course, not meant to take it. But if you do, there's no Chiv to pay. Ad Kanli Pligi Alin Midrabanan. The machlekes is only midrabanan, whether or not chachama applied meila, aval midaraisa ein ma'al behen. But according to all, there's no din meila min ha'Torah. What's the difference between midrabanan and daraisa? Says Rashi on top, el midrabanan. Ma'ad omer me'al midrabanan kamar l'shalom keren. If he should benefit from it, he has to pay. He has to compensate the keren. the principal value. Avol midarais leisiv chaimish loy, but it's not considered milu min ha-toyer, which would require him to add a fifth of the value. How do we know that the Mishnah is simply midarabon and not min ha-toyer? Explains to us, says, because if there should be milu min ha-toyer, you couldn't sell the dam to the farmers, because we're speaking about something which is part of a carbon and has kedushas ha-guf. You can't be paid to something that has kedushas ha-guf. Apparently, there's no issue of me'ilam and ha-Torah. It was only midrabbanon that you couldn't benefit from it without paying for it. Says the Gemara, menahan emili. How would you know? From where do we learn that there's no me'ilam and ha-Torah when it comes to dam of karbonis? Amar ulam akra, pasuk says lochem. It says, v'ani nasati lochem, I gave you the dam of karbonis, lochem. We learn from here, shalachem yehi, it's yours, meaning there's no me'ilah. Dirib Shimon Tana, he has a different shita, lechaper. Pasuk says that the dam is coming lechaper, lechaper nasatev, v'lo le'me'ilah. I granted it for kapara, and not to result in any me'ilah concerns. Me'iri says, lechaper nasatev, it's meant to be an advocate, to provide kapara and atonement. It's not meant to bring about negative results, such as Me'ila. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Omar Kro, who? He learns from another pasuk. Pasuk says, Ki Adam hu, b'nefesh yechaper. The word hu tells us, keep it consistent. And we compare, Lifnei kapara, Kilacha kapara. We compare the dam before kapara, before zrika, and we give it the same status as dam of la'acha kapara after zrika. And we say like this, Ma la'acha kapara, ein b'me'ila, just as dam after kapara, after zrika. No longer has Mila. That's Pashut. There's no Mila after Zrika. The mitzvah was done already. Aflefnei Kapara, Eba Mila likewise. Dam, even before Kapara. Meaning after Shechita, as Tosis points out. After Shechita, you have Dam awaiting Kapara. That Dam will not have Din Mila. Aflefnei Kapara, Eba Mila. Of course, as Tosis points out before Shechita, it's still the Behema of the Kachem. That's not called Lefnei Kapara. That's not Dam. That's the animal itself, of course. Me'ilah will apply there. But in any case, we compare the dam before Zrika to after Zrika. Just as after Zrika there's no Me'ilah, likewise before Zrika. Says them are perhaps presented in the reverse. Ve'ema la'acha kapara, k'lefnei kapara. Let's compare the dam after kapara to dam before kapara. And say like this, ma'al lefnei kapara yesh ba'me'ilah. Just as we can safely assume that dam before kapara has mila. Why not? It's part of the carbon. Af lacha kapara, yesh ba mila. The same thing applies after kapara. It will still maintain that mila status. So how do you know the Torah is trying to be lenient and say just as after kapara there's no mila, likewise before kapara, maybe the other way around. Just as before kapara, perhaps there is mila, likewise after kapara, it still maintains that mila status. Min ha-Torah. Says Mar, you can't say that. We don't find a case of something whose mitzvah has already been fulfilled and there should still be mi'ilah applied. Once the mitzvah was fulfilled, it's over. The kedusha has expired. The mitzvah has been the sky already. And of course there's no mi'ilah. And therefore, dam after zrika, after the mitzvah, after the kapara, of course, will no longer have mi'ilah. And therefore, when the pasuk says "Who keep it the same and consistent," we take it in this direction. Just as it's pasha to us that dam after zrika has no meila. Likewise, the dam before zrika will also not have meila min ha-Torah. As the Mishnah says, the meila here, of course, is only mid the rabbon. Says the Mar Veloy, is that so? Haritumas Hadeshan, we find an example of something which is even after mitzvah. And there still is Isser. The Torah still applied Isser Hana. So why is it so pasha to you that Dam is Mutar Lachasrik? And Bezus Hashem, the Gemara will elaborate further on this in tomorrow's Daf. Okay, let's just recap the main points of today's Daf. We have a machlokes regarding the Matanis Dam to the Kronis of the Mizbech HaPnimi. Does he circle Beregel, does it go around by foot, or does it remain in place and applies the dam by bending over to the four corners? We had the two Kayhanim of Bais Rishon. One said, I did it b'yad, one said, I did it b'regel. We had two versions of Rabbi Lezer's Shita. Lezer was the one who says, you remain in place while applying the dam to the corners. And we had two ways of how to do that, as far as the upward, downward motion. And Mishael was what's more convenient and less cumbersome. We had the Matanis on Tahari Shel Mizbeach, which is more concluded to mean the clearing of the Mizbeach, the top of the Mizbeach, which was cleared of its ashes and coals. We had a Shaila about pouring the Shiori Hadam of the Chatois, whether we do it into the Yisoid Hamaravi or Yisoid Droimi, we had three Shittis. They were concluded regarding Dam. In the Torah, there is no Mi'ilah. We learn it from a choice of three Psukim. And there's only Midirabbanon. They applied it to Mi'ilah. One who wants to benefit from it has to pay. Has to pay Hegdish, the fair value of that Dam. Kol Tov, Tzion, Hatzlacha, Rav.